Ready to talk about the Holy Trinity? Well, you came to the right place. Get ready, because here we go. Hello, welcome to the program. Just sitting here, hanging out, waiting for you to arrive. Got my cup of Mystic Monk coffee. And by the way, I am Gary Zimek. I'm the host of the show. I'll be here with you for the next 30 minutes. Today is the Friday edition of the program, and as we do each and every Friday, we look at the Mass readings for the upcoming Sunday. We will do that. This Sunday, we celebrate a very special day. We celebrate the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. That's the Sunday after Pentecost, which was celebrated last week. Now, full disclosure here, I'm recording this prior to leaving for Charlotte. Today is Friday. Let me see if I can get this straight. Technically, at the moment, I am in Charlotte, North Carolina, speaking at a homeschool conference. I'll be there tomorrow as well. So if you're in the area of Charlotte, you want to stop by Belmont Abbey College, stop by and say hello to yours truly. There is no admission charge, so you stop by. I'm going to be giving a talk first thing in the morning on Saturday. But I'm recording this program prior to leaving for Charlotte. So I have to remember, and this is hard for me, you know I have trouble with things like this, that it is Friday when this program will air. God willing, I will be back Monday in town in New Jersey, and we'll kick off another week of the Gary Zimek Show. I do want to mention some business items. This was brought to my attention, and I thank my friend Chris for pointing this out to me. I mentioned that if you're listening on TuneIn Radio, the program will be a day behind, and that is true. As of the moment, that is true. You get the program one day behind. That's the way it used to work for iTunes, but now it looks like iTunes is getting the podcast feed on the day the show airs. So, at the moment anyway, it looks like iTunes will get you the show the same day. So if you'd like to hear the program the same day, the same day that it airs, the best place to go is iTunes, or go directly to blogtalkradio.com and you can get the podcast from there. You know how that works. You just look for the Gary Zimek Show. Zimak is how to spell my name, and you'll be able to find it that way. You can also listen to the program directly from my website, followingthetruth.com. The various feeds are on the radio page. Just scroll down and you'll see them there. So thank you, Chris, for pointing that out to me. Sometimes I don't realize that the rules change, because much of this is out of my control. I do the program for Blog Talk Radio, and it just gets distributed to these other outlets, and I'm glad that it happens, but I don't have control over the feeds and when they air. So that's that. Let me pull up my calendar so I can tell you a few other things here. On Monday, the 23rd of May, which is the day I'll return, and I'm telling you this now because I won't be back here. We won't be back here probably until sometime later Monday. In addition to my Monday appearance on Catholic Community Radio's Wake Up Show, we do that in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We do that every Monday. That'll be 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. In addition to that, and you can listen to that online, there's a link to my website on my website for how to get to that, or just go to Catholic Community Radio. I think their website is catholiccommunityradio.org, I believe. And you can listen to the live stream for that. I'll also be appearing on the Jennifer Fulweiler Show, easy for me to say, at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday, the 23rd of May. I'm going to be talking about my new book, Find a Real Friend in Jesus. If you happen to live in the Des Moines, Iowa area, I'll be on Des Moines Radio, on Iowa Catholic Radio, at 8:15 Eastern Time on Tuesday. That'll be my monthly visit with John Leonetti on the John Leonetti Show. So I'm getting around. I'm trying my best. And of course, Wednesday, I'll be on the Sunrise Morning Show talking about my new book, Find a Real Friend in Jesus. We've been doing that segment for each week. We're doing a different chapter of the book. So they're the upcoming segments. And of course, I plan to be back here on this program as well. And generally what I try to do is get the podcast up sometime in the late afternoon each day. Since I do it as a podcast, I don't have a set time for doing it. It's really whenever I can get my schedule, I can fit it into my schedule to do. But that's what's going on business-wise. The next speaking appearance that I have will be in June, late June, at the IHM National Homeschool Conference. That's going to be in Fredericksburg, Virginia. So I throw that out there. If you're someone who's in that area, you want to stop by. That's a big conference. Even if you're not a homeschooler, you might want to check that out. I'm going to be the MC for one of the days. That runs 2 days, and then the second day, I will be giving a talk. That's it for June. June, July, and August are really slow months in terms of speaking, but I have some things coming up. I haven't updated my schedule yet. We, of course, have the Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat, so please don't forget about that. If you're willing, if you're not in the Philadelphia area and you're willing to travel, and many people did last year, we got people from all over the place, I'm holding the second annual Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat at the Malvern Retreat House. Fantastic place. We are in the new Family Life Center, which means it's air-conditioned. Malvern is a great retreat house, but a lot of the buildings aren't air-conditioned because it's old. It's gorgeous, though. It's an incredible place. We're in the new part, so we've got the Family Life Center. We sold it out last year. It's August 5th through the 7th, so if you're interested, here's what you should do. Go to my website, followingthetruth.com, and you'll see a banner right on the homepage. Click on that, and that'll take you to the place where you go to register for the retreat. We're going to do 3 days, Friday through Sunday. We'll have Mass. We'll have confessions. I'm going to be giving five all-new talks. If you were at the retreat last year, these talks are all new. If you weren't at the retreat last year, you're going to get some good talks. I'll have all my books available for sale as well at the retreat. It's going to be a good time, and it was an incredibly special experience last year. So please keep that in mind. If you're interested, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com for more details. And remember also that I'm available to speak at your parish. If you'd like to do that, please let me know, and we could work out the details. Okay, and one more sip of the Mystic Monk coffee. This is my last batch of Pascha Java, because the Easter season's officially over now, and I don't have any more Pascha Java, which is a special blend that the monks whip up for Easter. Little secret, they whip up the same blend for Christmas, and they call it Jingle Bell Java. It is a very unique flavor. Don't pass up the opportunity to try it if you're a flavored coffee fan. But I encourage you, if you like good coffee, this is amazing coffee. Visit my website, followingthetruth.com. Click on the Mystic Monk image to get yourself some today. You will not be disappointed. And as a reminder, every time you purchase some coffee from Mystic Monk using the link on my website, I get a little bit of a commission. The same applies to the Amazon link on my website. So if you shop from Amazon and you wouldn't mind using the link on your website, it really makes no difference for you, because that takes you into regular old Amazon.com, but it flags your purchase as coming from my website, and that helps me out. It's one of the ways I keep the program on the air. That's one of the ways I keep my full-time ministry going. That plus your donations are the way that I support my family and myself and this program. You're the reason I'm here, so I thank you in advance for any donations you are able to send my way. And please, keep the prayers coming. They're making a huge difference in my life. And you know what? Relax, because I'm praying for you. I want you to realize that. Gary in New Jersey has got your back, and I'm praying for you. And anytime you need a little extra boost, you need some extra prayers, gary@followingthetruth.com is the email address where you can send me your prayer request, all right? And wherever I go, even when I'm traveling, I check my emails. I don't always get back right away if I'm in the middle of something, but I always read them. So if you need prayers, you let me know. You can also follow me on Facebook or Twitter, and I would encourage you to do those things, Instagram, Pinterest. That helps me to really work my social media platform to the maximum extent that I can. The more followers I get, the better it is for me. So if you want to follow me on Facebook, all the information is on my website, followingthetruth.com. You'll see all the social media images up at the top. You click on those, and that'll take you into the various platforms: Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook, Google+. I'm all over the place. LinkedIn. You can find me anywhere. And the more we stay connected, I think the better it is for all of us, because we can help each other to walk the walk. Can I get an amen? All right, thank you. I bet you really did say amen. I can't really hear you, but I bet you really did say amen. Okay, I'm fired up. We're going to talk about the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity today. We will read the Mass readings from Sunday's Mass, and I have some material that I want to share with you from a really great series. If you ever get a chance to, if you're looking for some good spiritual reading, I think it's a little bit pricey. I've had these books for years. It is called In Conversation with God. It's a really nice set. You can buy the individual volumes, and they're broken down into the seasons of the liturgical or the church year. But it is well worth your while. So I'm going to read something about the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. But the first thing we do every day on the program is we pray. We are in the presence of Almighty God. Our Heavenly Father hears us. Every time we pray, even when we don't turn to Him in prayer, He sees us. He knows our thoughts. Everything that we do is known to God. He is with us. He's watching us. That should bring us a great deal of comfort, I think. It brings me comfort. What's the problem? Why do we sometimes get panicked when we're in a situation when we feel alone? Because we forget. We forget that the Lord is with us. So let's try to remember that now. Let's clear our brains of all of the craziness that we're facing, all of the problems, all of the stress, all of the turmoil, all of the worry, all of the concern, whatever it may be. This is the time when we talk to our Heavenly Father. He not only can do something about any problem that you're facing right now, but He loves you unconditionally. He loves you. Now, you have people on earth that love you. He loves you more and more unconditionally than any person on earth. Doesn't it make sense that we should pray to Him? Oh, you know what? Okay. Holy Spirit moment. Gary's inspired by the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to get my Bible out, because I want to share this with you. I was reading this earlier today. These verses are very familiar. I'm going to go to Luke chapter 11. I want you to hear something right now. This is something I was reading. And if you're concerned at all about your Heavenly Father caring about you, I want you to hear this. And this is the teaching of Jesus. This is the teaching of Jesus, and he really makes it clear that our Heavenly Father cares about us. I'm changing my mind. I'm going to go to Luke 12 instead. This is about trusting in God's providence. Luke chapter 12 of Luke's Gospel, verse 22. Before we pray, I want you to hear this. Then Jesus said to His disciples, "That is why I'm telling you not to worry about your life and what you are to eat, nor about your body and how you are to clothe it. For life means more than food, and the body more than clothing. Think of the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storehouses and no barns. Yet God feeds them. And how much more are you worth than the birds? Can any of you, for all his worrying, add a single cubit to his span of life? If the smallest things, therefore, are outside of your control, why worry about the rest? Think of the flowers. They never have to spin or weave, yet, I assure you, not even Solomon in all his regalia was robed like one of these. Now, if that is how God clothes the grass in the field, which is there today, and thrown into the furnace tomorrow, how much more will He look after you, you men of little faith? But you must not set your hearts on things to eat and things to drink, nor must you worry. It is the pagans of the world who set their hearts on these things. Your Father well knows you need them. No, set your hearts on His kingdom, and these other things will be given you as well. There is no need to be afraid, little flock, for it has pleased your Father so as to give you the kingdom." Our Father in heaven loves us. Our Father in heaven understands that we have material needs. Isn't it funny that so many times the material needs that we have are the greatest source of our worries? So many times we don't worry about spiritual treasure. We don't worry about our spiritual needs. Sometimes we do, but a lot of times we don't. We're worried about material possessions, paying the bills. having enough money to do this or that. And these are valid concerns. We all have bills to pay. But I ask you today to really believe, to ask the Holy Spirit. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to help us all believe, not just in our minds, but really feel it in our hearts, the words that Jesus speaks to us in the 12th chapter of Luke's Gospel. Our Heavenly Father knows we have material needs. But Jesus, who speaks on behalf of the Father, is telling us to concentrate first on the kingdom of God. And all of these other things will be taken care of as well. How? We have to see. That plays out in our lives in different ways. Certainly, God expects us to do something, whatever we can, to provide for ourselves and our families. He expects us to do that. But do we really trust that He'll provide for our needs? Sometimes the needs are different than our wants. But take these words to heart. Jesus doesn't lie. Your Heavenly Father knows what you need, and He will provide. So with that in mind, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for your love. You have given us another day, and we are very grateful. You express your love for us in so many ways, so many of the gifts that you give to us are examples of your love. But we fail to see it sometimes. We just ignore your generosity. Well, tonight we thank you for these things. We thank you for being so accessible. We thank you for being willing to listen to us whenever we choose to talk to you. You're so good to us, Father. And through your love, you sent us a Savior. You sent us your Son. Because you wanted to meet us where we were. You knew that we would have trouble accessing you, knowing you. And that didn't sit well with you. That wasn't good enough for you because you love us too much to be a distant God. You sent your Son Jesus. And when Jesus died and rose from the dead, opening the gates of heaven for us, you still wanted to do more. And the Holy Spirit was sent to us. Jesus promised the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was sent to us and lives, dwells inside of us, helps us to live holy lives, to make good moral decisions, to see things through your eyes, to have the fortitude to continue on even when things are tough. Thank you for these tremendous gifts, Father. We ask you to bless us today. Grant us what we need. Help those who are sick, those who are lonely, those who are anxious, those who are suffering from doubt or despair, those who are battling addictions, those who are struggling financially. Jesus tells us, Father, that you know we have material needs. I have them. And everybody listening to this program has some sort of a financial need tonight. Please help us all. Grant us what we need. Father, we ask you to help anyone who is struggling with religious persecution around the world. Help those living in extreme poverty. Help those who are homeless. Help those who are mentally ill. Please help us with our own personal needs. Grant us the grace that we need to be able to walk the walk that will lead to heavenly life with you. Please increase vocations to the religious life, the priesthood, the diaconate. Please bless and protect our current priests, religious, and deacons. We ask you to bless our Holy Father, Pope Francis. Grant him the strength and the wisdom necessary to lead us. Please put an end to abortion in the world. And Father, I present this program to you, and I ask you to speak through me today. I have to speak about the Trinity today, and I want you to give me the words. I want you to give me the wisdom that I need to be able to present your message. And please open our minds, our ears, and our hearts so that we may be able to hear your message, to understand it, and to put it into action. We ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. We turn now to our Blessed Mother Mary, a mother who loves us so much, a mother given to us by Jesus when he was dying on the cross. Blessed Mother, we ask you to pray for us. We all need so much help. Please pray for us and for our intentions. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. You know something? I don't want you to forget just how great of a mother and an intercessor Mary really is. If you're looking for an example, there is only one example that we can find in all of sacred scripture of Mary presenting a need of someone else to Jesus. The only time we can really see an example of Mary interceding on behalf of some other people, that's at the wedding at Cana, in the second chapter of John's Gospel, when Mary informed Jesus that they have no wine. Jesus took care of the problem. There is a good precedent here. You go to Mary and you can be assured that she is taking the problem to Jesus and that he will handle it in the best way possible. I can't do any better than that. I mean, that is really good stuff, isn't it? All right, here we go. Ready? Trinity Sunday, the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. Let's do the readings. The first reading is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verses 22 through 31. Thus says the Lord, thus says the wisdom of God, the Lord possessed me, the beginning of his ways, the forerunner of his prodigies of long ago. From of old I was poured forth at the first, before the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains or springs of water, before the mountains were settled into place, before the hills, I was brought forth. While as yet the earth and fields were not made, nor the first clods of the world. When the Lord established the heavens, I was there. When he marked out the vault over the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he fixed fast the foundations of the earth, when he set for the sea its limit, so that the waters should not transgress his command, then was I beside him as his craftsman, and I was his delight day by day, playing before him all the while, playing on the surface of his earth. And I found delight in the human race. Now here's what we need to remember. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, they have always existed. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now at a certain point in time, Jesus became incarnate. But the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, existed from the beginning. Now, just keep that in mind. Let's do all these readings, and then we'll try to tie them all together. The Psalm, Psalm 8. O Lord our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. When I behold your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you set in place, what is man that you should be mindful of him, or the son of man that you should care for him? You have made him little less than the angels, and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him rule over the works of your hands, putting all things under his feet. All sheep and oxen, yes, the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fishes of the sea, and whatever swims, the the paths of the seas. Now see what we're doing. We're hearing a lot about creation, the creation of the universe. And we look at the Trinity as being involved in that creative process. Let's do the second reading now. Reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Brothers and sisters, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we gained access by faith to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we even boast of our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, and endurance proven character, and proven character hope, and hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. You see, we see mention of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit here. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Do you love God? It's because of the gift of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we diminish the importance of the Holy Spirit. That's why it's really good to sit back and understand what this gift of the Holy Spirit is all about. This is a good thing that Jesus, when he ascended into heaven, he, along with the Father, sent us the Holy Spirit. The Gospel is from John chapter 16, verses 12 through 15. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Now, let's talk a little bit about this great solemnity of the Holy Trinity. This is from the meditation from the book I talked about, In Conversation with God, the indwelling of the Holy Trinity in the soul. At the Last Supper, when one of his disciples asked him why he would show himself to them alone and not to the whole world, Jesus answered, If a man loves me, he'll keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Our Lord reveals that not only he, but the Blessed Trinity itself would be present, as in a temple, in the souls of those who love him. This revelation makes up the whole substance of the New Testament, the very heart of his teaching. God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit dwells in our soul. Let's pause. Let's think about that. God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit dwells in our soul. In grace, not only with the presence of immensity, as he is found in everything, but in a special way through sanctifying grace. This new presence fills the soul that travels along the paths of sanctity with love and with an indescribable joy. Indeed, it is there, in the central depths of the soul, that we must accustom ourselves to seeking God in every one of life's situations, whether it be out in the street, at sport, or while we are relaxing. The good fortune of having the presence of the Trinity in the soul is not meant only for extraordinary individuals, for people endowed with exceptional charisma or qualities, but for the ordinary Christian who is called to sanctity in the midst of his or her professional activities and who wants to love God with all his being. So that includes us. That includes us. You don't need to be extraordinary to have the Trinity dwelling in your soul. I know this is a lot. I know that sometimes we can get really confused, but what I want you to get out of this, and as you go to Mass on Sunday and you hear these readings again, and of course ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten you, ask him to explain it in more depth, and you're never going to understand everything. A lot of this is mystery. That's okay. But just try to understand the fact that you are never alone and that the Lord knows that you're weak. And that's a good thing. He knows you're weak, he knows I'm weak, and he wants to help us. So let's be grateful for the gift of the Trinity today. Sound good? Now remember, God willing, I'll be back here Monday. If you need me, you know where to find me. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless you, and we will talk to you next time.